Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Holistic Me podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and today is Intuitive Message Friday. Welcome if you're new. I'm so happy to have you here. And make sure to join our Holistic Me community over on Facebook to be part of our live Wellness Wednesdays episodes where we cover self-care routines together. And new episodes come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So let's get to today's message. So today I decided we're pulling a card. Today's chosen deck is from my new Threads of Fate Lumen Oracle card deck. So beautiful. Absolutely love this new deck. Thank you to a good friend of mine who recommended it to me. So here we go. The card that came out, my friends, Dare to Dream. I love this message. Two reasons why. One, I just had a coaching call this week on how to get myself out there more on social media and really show up authentically. I've sort of been, over the years, been living this two-sided life on social media. One that's very personal oriented and another that is very business oriented. And I've always felt this weirdness about combining the two worlds as far as social media is concerned, and really allowing people from my business side or patients, clients, to jump in on my personal side. And you know, those that are in my personal life, they know about the business, but you know, I was hesitant about the reverse. And now I see, as over the past year or so, seeing those people who started out with me as patients and clients trickle into the personal side, whether on Facebook or Instagram, and nothing bad ever comes from that. And I have been really blessed with knowing people or seeing other people in my life who are being a good example, I should say, of how being authentic and true, even on your business platforms, can really make a big impact on what you're doing. And so I'm ready to release all of that fear and push forward in this way and dream big, because I do believe that understanding each other's journeys and struggles allows us to grow. And the other reason why I love this message is it's just so perfect for all of us. We are entering into a new state of being where we're realizing that we don't have to be stuck in this 9-to-5 routine. We don't have to be stuck in an office. So many people, I know, we probably feel cooped up if you've been home like I have, and not really venturing out too far to be out in the world in the state of, you know, a global pandemic. But the fact that we are able to do so much, even from our time at home, the freedom that we have been shown as far as what is possible, right? You no longer have to be tied to a desk that's an hour, 2 hours away from your house. You know that you can do that job at home now, and that's going to save you time in the long run, because that commute's gone. So that's more time with your family. In the future, you know, even once pandemic's over, you have the freedom to do that. You have the ability to dream big and demand what it is that you truly desire. And and make it happen. Like myself, you have the ability to make another business or venture into something that you truly love and see it come to life. I, over the course of this past year, was able to create my first product, and now my second one is coming out, physical product that I never imagined in over a year ago would have been even on the radar. If you would have asked me that I would create something that I would sell on a shelf or online, like outside of services, I never thought that that was even in the realm of possibility for me. But here I am doing that. And so you have the ability to make things happen as long as you truly have the desire and the drive to do so. So dream big. Whatever it is that you have been thinking about, maybe you've been thinking about it for years, an idea that you've had, a business idea or a product idea, and you're just sitting on it because you're too scared to move forward or you don't think you have the skill set. Do what you need to do to get there. Make that dream come true for yourself, because who's going to do it for you? Are you going to wait till somebody else gets the same idea and makes it happen? And then you're going to say, what? I wish I would have. Dream big, my friends. You have the power within you to do what it is that you truly desire. There may be bumps along the way. There may be roadblocks along the way, but there is always another route to get there. And I talked about this recently when we have certain health goals and things like that. We may all have a similar destination with our health goals, right? We want to feel good in our body, but we're not all going to get there in the same way. We're going to need to take different routes. And that may be the case with your dreams. And it doesn't all have to happen in your 20s or even your 30s. It can be happening in your 50s, 60s, and 70s. I don't care how old you are. If you have a dream and you want to make it happen, do it. Don't stop. Don't allow yourself to be your own roadblock. Get out of your own way. You never know what possibilities lie ahead when you finally release and open up to those possibilities. Don't allow yourself to be your own roadblock. If other roadblocks come up, that's okay. There's a different course, a different path that you can take to get to where you want to be. But don't be the reason why you're not following your dreams. Let me know in the comments what you're dreaming about. Let me know. I want to know what your dreams are. What are you shooting for? What idea have you had that you haven't moved forward on and you're feeling stuck? Maybe I can connect you with somebody. Who knows? It's all about making connections and talking to people and letting your ideas be known. You don't have to keep it a secret, but take action. Take action. And I can't wait to see how your dreams unfold. Tune in every Friday for a new Intuitive Message Friday. I love doing this, and I truly, truly, truly am so happy that I can just dig into my intuitive and spiritual gifts in this way and share them with you and incorporate into everything I do. And I'm really excited to have you here listening and watching. I truly appreciate you. Love you all so, so much. Until next time, my friends, stay well. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.